Welcome to Starfleet Universe On Call. I am Paul Franz, owner of Franz Games. I run SFB Online, FedCom Online, and Starfleet Warlord. Just a reminder how to join us. We have a talk cast every Thursday night starting 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can either call us on the phone, just dial 724-444-7444. Just follow the directions. Call ID is 17702. Or you can participate on the web. Just go to the Talk Show website at www.talkshow.com and search for Call ID 17702. And if you need to contact me for any reason, my email address is sfuoncall@gmail.com. That's sfuoncall @gmail.com. Also, if you want to reach me via Skype, my Skype ID is FranzGames, FranzGmes. And of course, you can follow me on the Twitters. My account there is Paul Franz. So to find me there, just go to twitter.com/PaulFranz. It's PaulFranz. And of course, they have a secondary account called Franz Games. That's FranzGmes, where I announce this podcast and various other news. Of course, this lovely talk cast gets turned to a podcast available on iTunes and various other feeds around the net. Some quick news from ADB. We have new on Warehouse 23, Drive-Thru RPG, and War Game Vault. This week is the Zini Master Starship Book and the SSB Zini SSD Pack Number 1, Black and White or Color. Steve Cole is busy working on Caps Log Number 53 and Hailing Frequencies and the scenarios for the communique, and then also the art for Master Starship, the Gorn Master Starship Book, some Shapeway stuff, and also other projects. Steve Patrick was busy working on more SFB updates, including the Gorn Master Starship book. And the Master Starship book, I'm sorry. And Jean, busy working on her parts of the Hailing Frequencies. And, of course, the BBS and releasing the new Shapeways miniatures. Moving onward, when it comes to the SFB Online tournaments, we have, of course, the Master Sturman, the 2018 tournament. We finally have a tree posted. Yes, thank you, Andrew. And I will be posting that on the website tomorrow. So if you want to see the tree now, go to the BBS. It is listed under the Master 2018 topic. So Platinum Hat tournament is going quite strong. Peter Bakia defeated Paul Graves in round 3, and he's going to go to face Ted Fay in the semifinals, while David Zinbars waits for the winner of that in the final round. Moving on to the SFB Online client, one thing I did add this past week was actually I added the Stripe feature that Russ had showed me on his Visio presentation. I never knew Visio could do such things. But, you know, it was nice. And so I decided to add it because I thought that was a good solution to the whole issue of when you have the issue with the Civil Wars. I think it does a great job. And also when you have the same empires work in the same campaign, because invariably sometimes campaigns you have a mixture of empires, their ships mixed together, and I think that actually will work out quite well. I still need to do just a little tiny bit of work on it, because the one thing I realized I really like to add, which is have it so you can select your stripe when you actually add the piece instead of defining it later. But I did make sure one key feature I thought, which is when you launch like a shuttle or you launch a drone or plasma from that ship, it'll assign the same stripe based on what actually launched it. Moving onward to the library. Unfortunately, there has been no progress in the library, and this is really bad. It's like the fifth week in a row. Hopefully I can get something done. I don't know when. I'm thinking possibly the Memorial Day weekend, because this weekend I'm going to be gone like all day Saturday. And when it comes to Sunday, I don't think I'll get around to it. I might. You never know. we'll have to wait and see. So that's the complete conversions stay at 2411 with you have to be converted in 918. So percent complete still stays at 72.42%. And with that, that is the news for this week. And this me is the one, the only, the Paul Friends welcoming you to the Starfleet Universe On Call. And tonight, it is me and the chat room. Yay! Now, come on. If you're not here, why not? You know, the more the merrier. Tonight, actually, we have at least one topic. And actually, I'm thinking about having a second topic. Just because of I was just on the BBS, and I think I was just noticing they were discussing. Okay, where is it? Let me bring it up. Which is new Shapeways ships. Big surprise. Now, one of them that was drawn up is the Fed Old Light Cruiser, which, again, this is one of those ships that I personally love. It's unique. It is considered the old light cruiser, and I like it. You know, they actually, I remember them, the history of it. They was the old light cruiser, then they converted that into the hospital cruisers. You know, there were actually some hospital cruisers that they used, which is good. Good grief! You still got the old fashioned armor on it, so you could actually protect any patients a heck of a lot better than just shields. Well, shields alone, obviously. At that point, the ship was not meant to be in combat, but you know, meant to be in combat and end up being in combat, i.e., trying to run away. Definitely does occur, you know. So, like, can you imagine having a bicycle in a combat? But I'm sure at some point there actually have been bicycles in combat, you know, strange as it might sound. But they were discussing some of the sizing issues. Okay, what size should it be relative to the other miniatures and so forth. The one thing that definitely was commented on, and I kind of agree, which I think will give it a little a nicer look, you know, a little bit of a modern look, which is, who was it? They were talking about, where was it? That they thought that the pylons, yeah, looks great, but I agree that taller pylons if possible. And I agree. Actually, what I would like to see is just a minor tweak. Because currently, what it looks like is that they're just kind of attached on. What I would like is that the pylons that attach the engines be just angled back a little bit, you know. Have them like I'm going to say parallelogram is the best way to describe the look that I'm thinking of. Where it's, you know, you have the top and the bottom are horizontal lines. You know, just, and then you have them angled, which are, again, they're some kind of, 45 degree angle, maybe, you know, a 45 degree angle, maybe a little more or less. You know, and I think that would make it look good. I like the sensor dish below the main portion. So I think overall it is a nice ship. You know, we'll have to see we'll have to wait and see what the final product is. I'm sorry. I never got into them. That is the Zini battleship. They have some initial I agree with that one. I'm looking at the battleship, and I'm not into Zindi ship. Okay, That's probably why I don't like it. I'm not about to comment on it on the discussion board, just because of I personally, I'm not sure what I would like to do to the zine to make it more what I like, you know, when it comes to aesthetics. But what I was laughing about is that Chuck Strong made a comment, oh, call it Rocky, the Flying Squirrel. You know, and I think that's kind of, that's funner, funny. And Steve was just mentioning that the there's heavier wings on the battleship, and they're borrowed from the Mongoose renderer. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's okay. One thing I must say, it's consistent because I'm just looking at renderings of the Zinni Dreadnought. And yeah, okay. The Zinni Dreadnought and Zinni Battleship, if you're trying to keep a consistent look, I think that it looks quite good when it comes to the look, being consistent when it comes to the Zinti ships. Let me see what else got, because it looks like they, as I said, they posted up a few ships. Now, one thing that caught my eye, which I thought was just, it was nice to see her. There's a person, and if you've actually have been in Starfleet Universe for a while, a person named of Jessica Orsini. She is the creator of the Paladines. And I just noticed that she started posting on the discussion board again, which is, I think, cool. You know, because I think she has definitely good ideas when it comes to Starfleet battles. You know, when it comes to the designs, I'm not. Obviously, the Paladines are pretty basic. They're nothing special. They don't have any special weapons or anything like that. Uh-huh. Matt in the chat room just mentioned that he used her Kitbash article when he did the Romulan Demon Hawk, which I think is awesome. Because I said, you know, she's good. I enjoy what she writes up and the ideas she has. As I said, you know, when it comes to weapons, it's nothing interesting, but the empire she created from the Paladine, which were basically is just something she threw together. Overall, I mean, but her throw together is a heck of a lot better than my design, you know? So, but you know, that's what, why I even looked at the Shapeway stuff on the discussion board this evening, was because that name caught my eye, and that was actually nice to see her. Ah, and we got the Scout War Destroyer for the Zinni. Yeah, looks about right. You know, it's not. I don't think there is much to be said about that, because it has the additional special sensors. There was my comment about that is from Charles Chavez saying, is there a way to make the special sensors look differently from deflectors? I tend to agree with that statement. That's a hard thing to do. I'm assuming there should be some visible difference in my mind, just because of there's a way, you know, if you can detect whether a special sensor, that thing on the ship is a special sensor or a disruptor, there should be some visible difference or some way of knowing. Obviously there could be just the possibility that the reason why how you're detecting it is just purely by energy basis, because the special sensor, unless it's generating interference, they're not generating any energy. They're just passive sensors. Oh, okay. There, this old discussion about, oh, that's why I boosted up, because there was new art when it comes to the Orions. I think it was mainly, it looked like it was just mainly to be a comparison when it comes to size. Because of, I see that they have the CA beside it, which is not really a fully rendered CA. It looks like it's skeleton. You know, it doesn't have the rendering part, you know, the shading and all that kind of thing. And I see Cole was mentioning, I will remind everyone that it's a ton of work for Will to scale a new empire. While any empire starts with a ship, we actually have to do the scale work on several ships before the first ship can be released, which makes sense. The first Orion may come out on June 1st or July 1st. That's for those people who are waiting for the Orions. Ah, and I, this is some, what? Oh. Okay. There's some minor comments about the IC and Patrick, Dylan, everyone's saying no Windows. I'm not sure what that means. Exotech, let's see if... Oh, okay. Now I know why. It's because looking at the ISC and they're covered in Windows. Like, what? I was going to say, no Windows? I'm not going to understand that because, like, why do you have Windows? Of course, there was what? I'm not sure if I mentioned the posting last week, but I read it, which I thought was kind of interesting, which was the whole idea of spaceships based off of famous towers, famous buildings, you know, like the Empire State Building, like the, the World Trade Center, things like that. And we have, the Hydrogen Overlord. Ah, yes. Steve Cole was just mentioning there's two weapon options, which was one was the left. Okay, one basically the Hellbores are mounted in more of a rectangular pattern, you know, upper left, upper right, lower left, lower right. Then you have the winner, which is actually four, kind of almost in a row, is what they are. But that, I think, is kind of an interesting idea. Overall, I like the Hydrant. I remember playing against the Overlord. And I know that a person I play with, I remember a guy, Dan, I think his last name was Smith. It's been a while. But anyway, he loved to play the Hydrogen Overlord. Because when we play a lot, when we played kind of, it was a free-for-all is what it was. We wouldn't take tournament ships, we would take the heavy battle cruisers. Now, of course, the thing is with heavy battle cruisers, when it comes to the Andromedans, not the greatest heavy battle cruiser in the world, which was the Conquistador. Oh, awesome, Matt. Matt just mentioned that he's one of the, just in case you didn't know, he's one of the sculptors. And he said he sent Steve Cole new images for the soldier and shard fighters. But Steve Cole hasn't gotten around to posting them yet. So cool. Can't wait to see those. I think that's about it. Actually, weird. Okay. So that That's about it when it comes to the shapeways this week. That just, as I said, I noticed that Jessica was posting, and she hasn't posted, at least to my knowledge, hasn't posted for a while, because I figure I would notice her posting, but she hadn't. So that's one of those things that's caught my eye. So I had to look at it. I will just let you know, I will endeavor to keep an eye on the shapeway stuff a little more, just because of invariably at the moment that is where most of the action is occurring. Obviously, we still have Master Starship books are still being created, and that's the current new product that ADV is creating. I still can't wait for the update to Prime Directive, which I think would be really, really cool. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to get back to the original topic that I posted for today. And obviously, I've discussed this topic before, but there's a few more years down the road since last time I discussed. Well, not even, geez. I'd have to actually look at the topics, download them, and find out where it is, because it's been a while since I've discussed the whole idea of community. Because as everyone knows, and I'm willing to bet anyone who's listened to this knows, at least I would think so at this point, and that is that the original reason I created, well, one of the goals of SFU On Call, Starfleet Universe On Call, was to have a time and a place where people could gather together and talk about their favorite games. Obviously, earlier on, I think it was a little more successful, and then people dropped off, which is, I understand, because it's a weekly thing, and if they're not getting anything out of it, you know, or at least not what they want to get out of it, they're not going to continue to show up. Now, why that occurred, I'm not sure whether it was just real life issues, because obviously this current community for this for Starfleet Universe On Call, what it requires is that you do a weekly commitment, or at least semi, or just be able to stop and by live. You know, obviously we have some chat room people who are here at the, if they're not actively part of the discussion, at the very least they're listening in, because Lord knows I keep an eye on the chat room to see if there's anything posted there. A lot of times, sometimes, you know, I go off on a rant or something like that, and I completely ignore the chat room for a while, and then I get back and go, oh, they actually posted something. So that happens, but invariably, you know, they are part of the discussion. I try to include them as much as possible. I try to get it so that people who are not here, not looking at the chat room, not part of that, know where it is. Now, obviously, you can get the chat logs afterwards, because actually there's a chat grabber website which will grab the logs for this. Now, some of those logs you don't want to look at. Because every once in a while, for those who aren't listening live, we get some trolls that stop in. And those trolls, Lord knows. For the official logs that I keep, I remove any comments that they make. I remove them and I delete them. And if they get online, you know, they call in and I see them and I let them online. Then in some cases, what I do is when the final product, I edit them out. Because I'm not putting up with that. I'm not putting up with that at all. So, yeah, Matt just was mentioning that didn't know it existed, some social media coverage. Matt, do you have any specific ideas for social media coverage? Because I do have a Twitter account. Obviously, the Franz Games Twitter account where I announced this one, this podcast, is kind of, you know, small. You know, I don't post that often on that feed, and Lord knows I'm not sure if posting it would be that much of a help. Matt says, "Oh yeah, he didn't have any suggestions because he thought about that himself." Yeah, Matt, I will agree one thing, and that's one thing I definitely have discovered working at a job that I'm working at, and the whole transition from being in the office 100% of the time. The only time you wouldn't be coming in the office is if there was like snow. Lord knows in the Philadelphia area, there's snow in the winter. Big surprise. But one thing I recognized that as we... virtualize, like that's best way I can describe it. We create these virtual teams, so that's why I'm calling them virtualized. Obviously, virtual teams, i.e., we have people that are located around the country, some cases around the world. I disagree with what we did, but because of we're trying to get people together, we're not trying to tear them apart. Because currently, okay, one thing we did in my work is that we originally had a few members of my team, which were located in India. Now, we still get together like once a week, so we still have that time. But more and more, it's more of a division that's been caused because of it's almost like they want India to be independent of what we're doing. Now, that causes some issues there. Because we're less of a group. Now, I don't think so. Russell's saying, yeah, maybe get the guys from the old Orions in bikinis, whatever their name goes, for a calendar shoot. Don't think that'll work. But I digress. But the one thing I definitely learned, because of this, how distant we are, as a team, the most number one difficult thing to do is keep in communication, communicating on a daily basis, to communicate as a team. And I think that actually applies here because of, and that's one thing I mentioned to one of the managers, which was, I think one of the best things for it is, for communicating and having so you can put faces to it all, is that I think, well, two things. We have to break down some of the barriers that currently we've set up because we're old school. A lot of us are freaking old school. And I'll agree with that because and I think that definitely talks to our community at the moment. You know? That is that we are older individuals. We're not the 20s and the teens. You know, so given that we're not used to the whole idea of using social media, the whole idea of putting our faces and overall out there, you know, when it comes to talking on the phone, we talk on the phone because we have to talk on the phone. Maybe it's just me. Because I grew up being an introvert. That is, I'd rather IM people, text people, go through email than call them up on the phone. Now, that's obviously that can be a problem. And that's points to this. Now, the question is, how do we have a better, more active social media presence? What do we have to do? You know, a lot of times that means maybe meeting together. One of the things I'm hoping, now I agree that I've not been doing a good job. The thing is, this is one thing I know that there's one thing I was thinking about today, and I realized I can't do this by myself. I can for the podcast, you know. I want people to listen. Obviously, I have to put my name out there. I have to announce it a little more, be part, more actively part in the community when it comes to SFU on call, especially. One thing I'm going to probably have to start doing is posting this on like Facebook, and have so that I announce this podcast not just on Twitter, but and not just the discussion board, but also on Facebook. Now, one of the things that I would like to see with social media presence, with the whole idea of a community that's talking about stuff with battles. Now, obviously, we already have kind of community in Facebook, and I think that's great. Now, there's one thing that I really don't like about Facebook. Facebook sucks. Now, if you guys know it, please tell me the secret. And that is how my biggest problem currently with Facebook is that their threading and following threads on Facebook sucks dirt. Now, obviously, as Russ mentions, he says Facebook blah. Surprise! Not everyone likes Facebook, which is another reason to create the Slack workspace. Excuse me. And that is to have the ability to have people inside and outside of Facebook to continue the community. Because I think, I know a lot of us still like the discussion board, and the discussion board is a great place. I'm not eschewing it. The only reason that I want to build it up a little more on Slack, something that's outside of Facebook, is one. So it's not one. It's not tied to Facebook. Number one. Number two. I don't want to tie to Facebook. Obviously, now we're gonna tie ourselves to Slack. Okay, but I think that might be better than tying ourselves to Facebook, because Facebook is collecting data and Slack is not collecting your data. They're not. They have no reason to. Obviously, they know when you log in, they know what you post. I don't think you're trying to hide what you're posting. So it's not like this super secret society. I don't think that's what we're doing. Currently, at least in the tech community, Slack seems to be all the rage. So, and it seems that it's a lot more modern. The good thing about Slack over something like IRC is that it keeps a past history, so that anyone, at least this, you can do this. There's also ability to trim it. And I'm sure Slack only allows us to save so much for on the free. I would say the free version. I'll just put it that way. At the moment, I think there's a better way of putting it. Free tier. That's the word I'm looking for. The free tier. So basically, Slack is a little more modern. It actually does. You actually can do threads. You can take what you have. If someone posts something, you actually can do a reply to that. It doesn't have to. You don't have to work like IRC, where IRC, you just do a reply in that channel, and that's it. And also, obviously, as I mentioned before, IRC has the whole issue of that it will go away. It's ephemeral. For the most part, obviously you can have some logging software that actually can, in a room, can log what's being happening there. But the thing is, other people can't see what was happening previously unless you make those logs available. And even those, it's kind of wonky about how that whole thing works. While Slack, that's the way it's designed to work. Now, that's why I want to have Slack to be more open. Actually, I'm going to look into it, because one thing I definitely noticed is that I actually can open up the invites wide open when it comes to Slack. Now, I saw that and I went, oh, I can do that. That'd be great. I can just invite people. And they can just click on the invitation link and they'll be added. The problem with that is then I have to worry about moderating and controlling it a lot more. That's one of the great things. That's one of the things actually I like about my group on Facebook when it comes to Starfleet Warlord, and that is it's an invite only group. You can look at it all you want. There's only one issue. You cannot post to it, to my Starfleet Warlord group, unless you have to get an invitation, but that you were asked to be let in, basically. And then it allows me to control, make sure that the spammers don't get in there and just ruin it for everybody. Because then I'll be fighting fires left and right, you know. And that's why I like to keep it that way. So maybe I'll try opening it up and see, get more people in. Now, obviously, when it comes to Slack and other sections, we have to have a way of inviting people in. Now, obviously, we can use Starfleet SFU on call as a basis, meaning that if you want, we'll have it so that I'll keep the Slack channel, the Slack workspace open. So people can discuss either in the Slack workspace or in here. So if they want a live discussion, you can have that there. Obviously, the one thing about Slack that you can do is you can actually set up notifications so that you can actually, on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, whatever, you can actually be notified that, hey, someone just posted in this discussion, in this, I think they call it channels, in the channels, in this channel in the workspace. So then you can reply. So, but what I was thinking of is just having it so that people are dedicated to it. Now, Russ, no, I have not had a chance. That's another one of those things. When it comes to Slack and anything, when it comes to social media, is that I need to make a concerted effort for it. Now, this is why I need help from everything. I can't do this all by myself. I have to have other people involved in this activity because of, I have to have people be willing to reply to things and do things. I'll try my best because obviously I'm busy too, because I'm not just got my day job. I also have Starfleet Warlord. I got SFP Online. Those I have to do those, and then I'm trying to improve things on those at the moment. As I stated at the beginning of the year, I have certain goals that I want to finish. Now, obviously, it's May, and some of these aren't even close to how far I want. One of the things that I really want to push for my own personal projects is to move forward when it comes to the library. I want it to be done, or at the very least, done as we can possibly get done. When it comes to, if we have all the back, I want to make sure that the only issue that we have is that Steve Cole has not given us the background images so we can actually create the conversions. And if that's the case, if we get to 75% and that's where we stay because of Steve Cole has stopped giving us background images, we know that he's very busy, then I'm fine with that. So I will try to dedicate a portion of my day to whatever social media that we decide to, that we think is a good idea. Because, okay, let's back up. Who is our target audience? Let's start with that. Because any marketer is going to ask you, okay, who is your target audience? when you put things out, put out communication, who are you targeting that? Who are you targeting that for? And I think our current target audience overall is that we're not trying to draw in all of the gamers. That's not the goal. The goal is to have it so that people who liked the Starfleet universe, whether it's Prime Directive, whether it's F&E, whether it's SFB, whatever they want to talk about, that they have a place to talk about it, and they're not tied in to like Facebook or Twitter or some of these other things. Now, obviously, Slack's is another one of those things, but they're not in it to. I'm not sure what they're in it for. They want us to grow a community to the point, to the degree where to support what we want to do, we need to pay. That's the goal of Slack. Which, heck, if we get to that point, it probably would be worth paying. In which case, we might have to get a Patreon thing going to pay for it. But until that time, okay, so we want, let's say if we can focus on SFB, start there. And that is that, how do we target the Starfleet Battles people? Well, obviously one thing we're going to want to do is we're going to post it up on Facebook, because that seems like a big thing. Obviously, another one that I can target is I can target the SFB Online community. We've already have a email list, which is very quiet. I post up updates into that. I don't see much discussion outside of that. I would love to see more discussion there, but I'm not sure that will happen. But at the very least, what I can do is to send out the invite to the Slack invite to that email address, and maybe I can draw some people in from there. And possibly get some discussion going, because whether it's SMB Online or SFB itself. Obviously, the biggest, and I'll be honest here, the biggest issue is going to be is that SFB is so old. It's not as new and exciting to certain people. Of course, there are a few ADB haters. If you hate ADB, if we find an ADB hater, we will then kick them out. And if I have to, I will lock down Slack and any other community that we need to do to insulate ourselves from the idiots. You know that no matter who you are, there are going to be haters. There are people who they're going to want that see that you're doing something good, and they cannot have that. Forget who it was, but there are some. Oh, I know what it was. I'm thinking about Batman, and what Alfred mentioned to Batman, which is there are some people in the world that basically they just want to see the whole world burn. That's they get joy of just watching the whole world burn, and those are the kind of people which I really don't. Want to be associated with, I don't want to communicate with, really. Because the question comes in with those kind of people is, okay, why? Obviously they have some troubled past. If you want to get down to the deep depths of it, that they have some love issues. That as a kid, that maybe they were abused or something along those lines, and I feel sorry for them that, but that's I can't change what happened to them. I'm not sure if Russell mentioned that there's a lot of contrarians around the boards. I'm not sure about that. Of course, I don't keep a good eye on the Facebook Starfleet battles, the page for ADB. You know, now obviously because I'm in, this is one thing that really drives me crazy, which is I know they need it, but at the same time, I wish I wasn't it. Which was when it comes to, I'm one of the administrators for the ADB page. I really wish I wasn't, because I'm one of those administrators. One, if I'm not careful, I actually can show up as posting from ADB, and I'm not. That, and I can't use some apps because there's some certain apps that, like, there was a page app that I could monitor my pages. And unfortunately, pages. They still have that one because they actually had a group app too, but they got rid of it. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So, and I like the group app because then I could monitor the groups and not actually have to log into Facebook itself. And the big thing for that one is just notifications, because the notifications for Facebook suck. In that you have no way to control them. I only want certain notifications, because if you're going to force me to have all my notifications under a single app, I need more individual control. I don't want to see, just because someone posted on my stinking wall, that I get a notification. I don't want that. I don't care. You know? Russ saying, oh, you disagree with me. No, I'm not being contrarian. There. So you know, I've said, that means, so we can post to Facebook. I've already posted to Twitter. I can do that a little more. Maybe, you know, create a separate Twitter account for SFU on call and see if, you know, and have it followed by a few people. And maybe do some postings there. Because how can we have people join a discussion about Starfleet battles? You know, obviously some of the things that I already do here is that, you know, the way I engage people when it comes to some discussions for, you know, a topic for the evening. For example, one of the topics that I've had in the past, and I know you guys, usually this is usually a good one to go for when it comes to people. What is your favorite SFB ship? What is your favorite ship? You guys know what a couple of my favorite ships are, and believe it or not, they're not Andromedans. Just because of their uniqueness. Number one is the Klingon B-10T. You know, the tugboat. You know, the B-10 front. Boom. Yeah, the boom. That's what called. And you have a tugboat rear hull tied together with some battle tug pods. And I think it's a really cool ship. I like it. It's just one of those really quirky ships that was thrown together, and I love it. That one, and of, you know, obviously the Federation old light cruiser, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast. So there's two of them. That's for me. Now, obviously, everyone has their own ship that they see it and go, ah, I like that ship. Now, obviously, there's also ones that people have favorite miniatures. For those people, and of course, then, you know, you can get a whole miniatures discussion. Okay, what is your favorite kind of ship? Or what's your favorite empire? Things like that. This can get discussions going pretty reasonably, pretty quickly when it comes to Starfleet battles. Heck, with one great thing about Twitter is that I could actually, for like SFU on call or any other, I probably would want to do for a separate one for SFU on call and not my personal one. And that is, you know, put up surveys. You know, you can do these Twitter surveys where you have like up to four different responses. Now, obviously, The tough part about that altogether is if you want that, you know, you have the limits to four, and there's not four, you know. Obviously, you have to choose like some of the favorite, maybe three, top of the three, and then the other one's other, you know, like Federation, Romulan, Klingon, and then other. You know, when it comes to your favorite empire. Me, it had to be other. Because, and obviously the Andromedas are one of my favorite empires. But anyhow, so, you know, yes, I agree. Russ is mentioning that he's hoping the Slack will become a strong tool to bring us together, a safe place to put up ideas, interesting projects, links, and multimedia. Yeah, because that's one of the great things about Slack is that it supports multimedia. You can post up pictures, you can post up documents, and all this kind of thing, which are great. You know, I think that's one of the great things about Slack, and those stay up there, you know, for a while. Yeah, agreed, Russ. It said all the things that doesn't work and discuss. Agreed. Maybe that's a crazy idea. I'm not sure if we can do it or not. We'd have to have enough individuals that are interested. And that is, the idea is to use Slack. Create a channel. And that channel will be a piece of fiction, a rolling fiction. You know, I think that happened on the discussion board a while ago where people were going back and forth. I think my daughter has done things like that using Tumblr. Though for her, that was, I call it role playing. She called it something else. But it was an interesting idea. Using Tumblr in that fashion, in that it was self-directed. It's role-playing. You build up this character, and then you have a discussion. You have you build up a story with these different characters that you've created, and then you reply back and forth to each other, and you create basically a self-directed story. You know, just the story is built up over the interaction of these characters in Tumblr. Right, something like that. Russ, the whole idea would be to create both story, characters, but possibly post up, you know, character designs, not character designs, character traits, you know, what some of the background of a character. Not sure if we want, you know, full background or partial background, quick background. And because that might be something we want to develop the character over a period of time. You know, maybe, I'm not sure if we would want to have, okay, the story, this is the general outline or whatever, or we just want to do basically as my daughter did, which is basically a self-directed. We just follow these characters. The characters go through here, and you know, we go back and forth between multiple people that have, well, obviously they have to be trusted. You know, I am the admin, so I can delete things. So if someone comes in and tries to ruin it, I can delete them. Or actually, we can change the room to be private, you know, invite only kind of thing. But, you know, we'll get there. We'll go there when we need to go there. But I think that might be a neat idea, is if we can maybe start doing something. Russ, if you want to try to do that, I'm willing to try starting something simple like that. You know, maybe we can, because it's basically using the Slack tool for something the Slack tool does well. Maybe, you know, have some description of the character. Maybe possibly if we can get a grab... Yeah, okay. I guess grab one of the things from ADB that they published on the website. Now, obviously, we're not going to produce, we're not going to sell this or anything like that. Probably can get away with it. Well, we should be able to get away with it because of we are, it's basically fandom. It's the whole thing. That's interesting. Barry came and went. Interesting. But anyhow, yeah, maybe we could try something like that. And if we can get going long enough, then we can basically have people, invite people, you know, maybe do a quick posting in some place, say, hey, this is what we got currently. And we'll see how people like it. You know, I think it'd be kind of, to me, that's kind of a neat idea to maybe draw some people in. Because that's one of the things that definitely you can do with Slack is like prime directive material, you know, because you can post these things. Now, obviously, certain things. Yeah, yeah, and it's like, where in the world is Carmen San Diego? That kind of idea. Where's Barry? Yeah, he hasn't been around for a while. And that's fine. I'm assuming. Called in, maybe butt dialed. That's possible. But anyhow, so maybe start that going. That's one way to get discussion flowing, some topics flowing on Slack, and then I said open up the invites to people so anyone can join. And if it gets too bad, then you know then we'll I'll lock it down and close it and. Kill the accounts I need to kill. You know, I'll keep an eye on things. So, I prefer to have it so that it was more of, okay, here's the invite. You click on the invite, and then I will then go and accept you or not. Yeah, that's exactly that's what I'm thinking. And just apologize to people. Say, oh well, I finally figured it out. So here's the invite. And definitely have it for as I said, an invite for the SMB online people, which I think would be great. Okay, well with that, I think I'm going to wrap it up for this evening because I think I'm just starting to ramble. Hopefully we can get some stuff started on Slack. And if you are listening to this podcast and want to. Join in the Slack workspace. Please feel free to email at sfuoncall@gmail.com at the moment. I will definitely send you an invite. And I will also hopefully get that post out somewhere where you can find it, whether it's probably going to be the Franz Games Twitter account. I'm going to create an sfuoncall on Twitter account so that we can focus things there. Instead of on Franz Games, which is more for commercial usage, is the whole idea of Franz Games. And Paul Franz is based on my personal account. So because currently this is not all my life, and I don't want that to take over my Twitter feed and you know take over my complete life. I will be retweeting it. From the SFU on call Twitter account onto my personal account. I will be doing that just like I did with Franz Games. I will continue to do that. What I might be doing, given that, since I'm going to be creating an SFU on call account, what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch the announcements to the SFU on call Twitter account. Hopefully I can get that right now. And then have it retweeted by Franz Games and by my personal account. Okay. Well, we'll wrap up with that. And with that, I am Paul Franz, and I bid you a good night.